Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, and conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, we're speaking to Vontae Davis, who is a two-time Pro Bowl cornerback for the Indianapolis Colts. Recently, I published my fifth book in the Middle School Rules children's book series with Vontae. Let's get rolling. This episode is presented by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. The odds were stacked against him. Raised in a rough neighborhood by drug-addicted parents who often abandoned him and his siblings. And this wasn't for hours, days, or even months at a time. This was Vontae Davis's reality for several years. But Vontae emerged and thrived despite such a challenging start to his life. As a storyteller, I'd be hard-pressed to find a more compelling one than Vontae's. But that's not all that stands out about him. He's positive, he's passionate, and he's not ashamed or afraid of his past because he wants to instill hope in kids who can relate to his childhood. I remember walking into one school where the kids were being a bit loud and disruptive. Then Vontae started to speak, and they were quickly captivated. His words were real and raw, spoken in a way they could understand. It was a privilege to spend a few days with Vontae, learn more about him, and watch him engage and inspire kids. My already lofty impression of him elevated even a few more notches. Without further ado, let's get to our conversation with Vontae Davis. I'd like to welcome my guest, Vontae Davis. Vontae, thanks for taking the time to join me.
Sean, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
What was a valuable lesson you learned through a challenge or defeat?
I would have to say perseverance. You know, me growing up, having my mom and father both addicted to drugs, and, you know, being able to remain positive and continue to persevere is one of a key trait that I believe that kind of helped me throughout life. You know, I learned how to deal with failure early on because of my circumstance, and I believe that that helped me in life, just being able to fail, accept failure, and, you know, obviously finding solutions that's going to help moving forward.
Vontae, you happen to be the younger brother of one of the great prep athletes of his generation. And that, of course, is Vernon Davis. How difficult was it to be in his shadow?
Oh, it was extremely difficult. You know, everybody compared me to my brother. I mean, he wasn't no slouch. He was, like you said, he's a real good player. So everywhere I went, your brother was this, your brother is that. Are you going to be better than your brother? So I never let that get to me. I always knew I was my own individual, and I had to focus on bettering myself as a player, as a human being, you know?
Your brother certainly didn't play into that. If anything, he was supportive of you, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He was the support system. He always made sure that he motivated me, but he wanted me to – he also supported me being my own man, you know? He never tried to compare me and him at anything.
Who is an unsung hero from your childhood sports experience?
I'll say Coach Craig, my high school football coach, Craig Jeffries. Reason being is just, man, he went above and beyond for us as athletes. You know, I had teammates, you know, that could not afford travel gear or being able to go to some of the 7-on-7 leagues, and he would pay out of his own pocket to provide, you know, funds for these kids who obviously had tough upbringing. Because he cared for the kids' future, and he knew that him being a support system, you know, would help these kids to just stay on a narrow path, you know, because he believed in kids, and he wanted to be there for kids, no matter what.
What is something you would tell your 8, 12, or 16-year-old self?
I'll probably say listen. I'll probably say listen more before you speak. My grandmother's favorite saying is, that's the main reason we have two ears and one mouth. We should listen much more than we speak, because, you know, you learn more when you listen than when you speak.
Given your success, how important is it for you to give back to your community?
It's real important to me because I feel like I can, if I could just help one kid, you know, I feel like I'm doing my service of just giving back. You know, I'm really fortunate, you know, and blessed through my situations, and, you know, just using my experiences and my circumstance to give back, it's a blessing to me. So I want to help as many kids as possible, and meeting you and being able to give me the platform to actually put my story in the book has been a tremendous blessing. And I think this is just the start.
Obviously, I know your lovely wife, Megan, and I know you look forward to having a family someday. What kind of sports dad are you going to be?
I'll say I'll be the supportive dad, you know, of just being there for my kid and showing them that, you know, it's okay to fail and being able to pick them up, you know, giving them words of encouragement, you know, every step of the way, you know, and building confidence in them. That's the main thing, is just being there and creating a good foundation of morals and values for them to stand on as they get older. And, you know, they're dealing with their own situations in life and being able to make, you know, obviously the best decisions for them moving forward.
Do you see yourself coaching your kids?
I'm not as far as actual coaching them every day, because me coaching my kid, I feel like we'll bump heads a lot. I'm too much of a competitor. You know, I want to be more there as a dad than actual coach, you know, but I'll leave that to like the coaches they have to be more disciplinary on them. But I'll be there support and being able to teach them lessons throughout their experience.
What is something valuable you learned through sport?
Yeah, I will have to say just being present. You know, in sport there's a lot of ebbs and flows. You know, nothing rarely just goes your way. So it's one of those things where it's just, you know, being present, you know, obviously taking it one day at a time, you know, nothing really happened overnight. You have to obviously continue to just live every moment like it's your last and continue to improve day in and day out. And it goes back to me growing up. I was a 3-star athlete, and the work I put in, it obviously, you know, catapulted me to become a prominent player in college. But it didn't happen overnight. You know, I was able to put the work in, and I was being present. I was able to continue to grow slowly but surely. I never thought I was just the best player on my team. I always had a work ethic to improve and grow as a player. And I think that's how I learned the football, just taking it one day at a time, the good and bad.
One thing I appreciate about you is that you're such a positive person. No matter what you went through, you always focused on the positive. Where do you think that positivity comes from? Is that innate in you or something your grandmother or grandfather instilled in you?
Yeah, I would have to say the people I had in my life growing up. My grandmother, she's a very positive person. You know, strong. She's a very strong, willing woman. You know, she took in 7 kids, her grandkids that, you know, wasn't her kids that she provided for. Like, you have to be a strong-willed woman to be able to take on a task like this. So, I mean, I think it just comes from the people that came in my life, and it kind of rubbed off on me. Because I've seen that positivity in the way you think, it ultimately becomes your life. So that's what kind of motivates me of just continue to think positive, even in negative situations. You know, I look at negative circumstances as just a learning experience, you know, as ways to get better or grow as a person. I don't look at it as something that's going to actually hold me back. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you having me.
Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss the next episode. Winning is not everything, but the 3 H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you next time.